Let's talk about health care. Of course, the insurance law is still in effect, but could we possibly see something change in the future? News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY. Let's now talk with an insurance expert. Mark Gerda joins us again. Good morning, Mark. Thanks for taking time. How are you?
And good morning to you, Greg. And I want to say to everybody what a rare privilege it is for health insurance to be the second most controversial subject of the hour.
Well, with as controversial as it was a couple of weeks ago, and all of the buzz and conversation and talk and headlines, it seems to have dropped off the face of the planet. But we've got some serious problems that need to be addressed, Mark, and in particular, give us a snapshot of what people here in Springfield are looking at when it comes to the insurance marketplace.
Well, Springfield isn't ground zero, but we're getting close, and there's no assurance that it's going to be. Right now, ground zero is Knoxville, Tennessee. As it stands right now, there will be no carriers in that part of the country in 2018. In Iowa, also down to one carrier. In Springfield, you currently have two carriers. One is definitely gone in 2018. That's Humana. And again, we're talking about those who are purchasing individual health insurance on the exchange. There is no certainty at this point, although it seems unlikely. Blue Cross of Illinois has not indicated that they won't be in the marketplace in 2018. But as it stands right now, they will be the only one serving Springfield. And it's possible that you will not have representation from agents to help you with that. So there's still a big unknown.
And I think you're painting a picture of some of the big problems there are of insurers leaving that ACA marketplace in various areas. For instance, unbelievable that Knoxville is not going to have any carrier for the ACA exchange starting next year. So it highlights how you've got less choice. Premiums are going to increase. This is why there needs to be a serious resolution to the Affordable Care Act. Mark Gerda joins us. He is Mr. Health Insurance. What is that resolution in your opinion? How should this change, and what's possible to happen over in Congress in the short term?
Well, the rhetoric on both sides is really exhausting, and I think most people are even exhausted from the conversation at this point. It's hard to identify what is right, and I don't see either party presenting anything right now on the table that is going to make a meaningful difference that is not going to be taking advantage of an individual group of people right now. Right now, the most likely thing out there is that we're going to have two systems. You're going to have the sort of defederalization of some rules allowing some of these skinny plans to exist. But that really runs the risk of those who have played fair all these years and done the right thing and have a need for comprehensive insurance. What happens when you have these skinny, minimal plans being acceptable, all the good risk will run towards them, making normal policies really non-purchasable from pricing. So I don't have the greatest of outlook. I think it has to get broken before it can be fixed.
So ultimately, I mean, that's something that President Trump said was an option before they failed to get enough votes on that that bill a couple of weeks ago. So I think that seems to be where he's headed, right? To let this thing fail and then find some resolution after that. But ultimately, we're plumb out of time here, Mark, but what does that mean to the end user, to that person who is looking for insurance through the Affordable Care Act exchange?
In Illinois, I think it's right now just be aware, be open, be careful what you wish for, and check with your professionals as time goes on.
Mark Gerda, Mr. Health Insurance. If people want more information about you and your perspective when it comes to health insurance, where can they find that?
Find us on the web at healthinsure.com. That's health, I-N-S-U-R-E. Or Mr. Health Insurance, where my blog is, .com. So right. MrHealthInsurance.com.
Awesome. Mark Gerda.
Thanks, Greg.
No question about it. We'll talk again in the near future because this is an important issue that everybody's got to be thinking about.
Have a great week.
You too. News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY, now 730.